Okay. So what I want to do today, I'm in the middle of thinking through these issues, but I want to share some thoughts on the parasha. One of the things that is very hard to do in Chumash, because we know how the story is going to turn out, is to remember what the story could have turned out as. Right? So I want you to keep that point in mind, and then I want to look at Az Yashir for a minute. Now, Az Yashir, reading Az Yashir, we tend to run into the problem which Ray David Foreman very nicely calls the lullaby effect, right? Where, right, why is it that kids fall asleep to lullabies? So they stop focusing on the words and they just fall asleep. Now, things that we read all the time, so we fall into that trap, right? We don't even listen to it. So without looking at Az Yashir for a moment, if I asked you, what are the goals of Kriyat Yam Suf as told by Az Yashir? Az Yashir is the Jews' response to Kriyat Yam Suf. What were the goals? What were the purposes of God performing that miracle? If I asked you, what are the purposes? So what would you tell me?
Destruction of Mitzrayim.
Right. So that for sure, right? Destruction of Mitzrayim for sure true. What else? Right, that's what we all say. What? Right, justice for the Jews, right? For sure. And what else? Right, that's where we all stop, right? Because that's what we remember, because we remember that that was, right, exactly what Kriyat Yam Suf was. And for sure, that's the beginning of Az Yashir, right? Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Shira Azot, La Adonai, Vayom Rulei Mor, Shira Lenanki Gog Asus, Rachvo, Rama Vayam, Aziv Ezer Madyav, Yili Lishuav, Zei Livan Veil, Heva Aviv Aram Emenu, Adonai Yishmil Chama, Adonai Shemo, Markevot Paro, Vechelo, Yarav, Vayom, Char Shalai Shabtu, Vuvi Yam Suf, etc., etc. Right? God is a God of war. He destroyed the Mitzrim. He threw them into the Yam. That's great. And then it continues to describe how they drowned, Tomot Yechasyumu, Yardubim Salot Kohavin, etc., etc. But then, in the middle of Az Yashir, we switch to another theme. And what's that other theme? And this is what we forget, because we forget what should have happened next. What happens in the middle of Az Yashir? Nehalta v'azchal nevei kachecha. Right, so you're taking us, fine. Shamu amim yirgazun, the nations should shake. Chil achaz yoshvei plashet, az nivhalu alufei edom, elei moav yochzemu raad, namogu kol yoshvei chenan, everyone's terrified in Canaan, in Philistia, in Edom, in Moab. Now why is that happening? Why is that half of Az Yashir? Because what was supposed to happen after Az Yashir? The conquest of Israel. Wait, we forget this. We forget that this was supposed to go, they were supposed to go to Har Sinai, and then a few days later, it was supposed to be in Israel. So, obviously, splitting the sea wasn't just to destroy the Mitzrim. It had to be just as much about instilling fear, setting the groundwork for entering into Eretz Israel, into Canaan. It had to, right, strike fear in their hearts. That was part of the goal. That's why the Jews are singing about it. We forget, because 40 years take place in between.
That was the goal of Kriyat Yam
Suf. But part of it, right? Not all of it, obviously, right? Half of it is clearly. Part of it that we remember is the part that fits with the narrative as we remember it, which is they left Mitzrayim and Kriyat Yam Suf destroys Paro. That's obviously true. But we forget that the second half of that story was supposed to be they were supposed to go straight into Israel. That didn't happen. So we forget that equally important seems to be from the Jews' response that it set the groundwork for terrifying the nations. But now if I ask you, okay, but then we sin, right? With all the sins that we have, right? We got plenty to go, right? And we end up being there for 40 years. Now, human nature, what happens after 40 years? Right, what happens? You have a superpower. Everyone's terrified, but for 40 years they've been quiet. So what does the world do? They forget. And they're not going to be scared 40 years later, but that's a problem because we want them to be scared. Now, so what proved to me both that the world wasn't scared, but that they needed to be scared? And there's explicit psukim about this. Right? If I'll ask you the question this way. If you wanted to relive history, right, you wanted to go back 40 years in time, what's the best thing you could possibly do? Relive history. Right? If you want to relive history, you should do that. So if you wanted to relive history and you're about to go into Israel, where would you go? Yam Suf. And where do the Jews, in fact, go right before they begin their conquest? Yam Suf. Right? This is not a trick question. If you look in Perek Chav Aleph, right, Perek Chav Aleph of Bamidbar, when we've, right, post-Meraglim, right, 40 years have passed, in Parshat Chukat, Vayisu Mehar Ahar, Derech Yam Suf, Lispov at Eretz Edom. Right? They go back to exactly where they started, and guess what? They relive their life. Because what happens right after Kriyat Yam Suf? Right, what are the stories immediately after Yam Suf? They complain about water, and they complain about food. What's the next psukim went from Yam Suf? No, this is after. Parshas Chukat. The next one is, the literally next pasuk. Vaydaber ha'am be'elohim v'moshe, lama ehalitunu mimitraim lamut ba'midbar, ki ein lechem, ve'ein mayim v'nafshenu katsa b'lechem aklokel. We have no food and we don't like the man. Right? We're back where we were 40 years ago. Bein letovu bein lera, the good parts and the bad parts. Right? And they complain and God punishes them. And then they continue. And even more surprisingly, what do the Jews then do? Right? They get, right, what is, they have, there's a, right, there's a huge psukim here about their travels. And then, what do you get in Pasuk Yud Zayin? Az Yashir Yisrael, the only other time in all of Tanakh when those words come up, Az Yashir Yisrael, et Ashira Azot, Ali Ve'er Enulan. What do they talk about? Water. Right? So you have Az Yashir, complaints about food, right? You have them, right? You have their celebration of them, right? Well, first they don't have water, and then they get water, and then they celebrate having water. So you actually relive, right, that first time. Now, there are differences. So perhaps the biggest difference, which typifies the difference between generation and generation two, generation one, generation two, is who leads the song? The first time Moshe, the second time? Bnei Israel. Because one of the biggest differences between generation 1 and generation 2 is that Moshe isn't going to be around to help them. Well, he's also not around for Az Yashir, time 2, because this is what Az Yashir looks like, time 2. This is what it looks like when you come. Okay. But now they're about to fight their first battle. Now, if this was Az Yashir, time 1, so what should the enemies of the Jews have done? Right, ran away. Right, Az Nivalu Elofei Adom. What do they do instead? Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon Melech Amari Lemor Ebra Ve'Artzecha Lo Niteh B'Sadeh V'Cherem Lo Nishteh Me'Ve'Er B'Derech HaMelech Nelech Echad Asher Navor Gvulecha. And what do they say? V'Lo Natan Sichon Yisrael Afor B'Gvulo V'Esov Sichon Et Kol Ambo V'Yitzeh L'Krat Yisrael Midbara V'Yavo Yatsa V'Yilachem B'Yisrael. It's 40 years later. They don't remember. So they're not scared. So they get an army together and they fight. But then what happens? What happens to Sichon and Og? They get destroyed. So now let me ask you. For 40 years, the world, this superpower has laid dormant. And then, right, it comes the first battle. And people have forgotten how powerful they were. So they come to fight. And now, those superpowers that came to fight, these superpowers get demolished. What should that do to the world? What? Right, it should make them scared and make them not want to fight. And if they're smart, what should it do? Remind them not just that this is a superpower now, but remind them of Yam Suf. And how do I know that's exactly what happened? It's a favorite pasuk. I don't need to, right? Again, I don't need to be very creative here. Yoshua, Perek Bet. Right, because this time they pass over the Yardane and the two Meraglim come into the land. They come to the house of Rachav. And what does Rachav tell them? She says, right, I'll read the pasuk. Vatomer el ha'anashim. Yodati ki natan Adonai lachem et ha'aretz v'chi nafla imatchem aleinu v'chi namogu kol yoshvei ha'aretz mipneichem. I know that God has already given you the land and that everyone's terrified. Why? Ki Shamanu et Hasher Hovish et Me Yam Suf Mipnechem. Because of Yam Suf. Why Yam Suf? Because that was the point. The point was they'd forgotten, but the battle of Sichon and Og reminded them. Right? It brought them back. The Jews relived what should have happened. They went back to Yom Suf, right? They went through the same troubles and travails they had then, food, water, Az Yasher, everything, right? But this time the enemies weren't afraid, but when they weren't afraid and they fought and lost, it woke everybody up, right? It's like, oh, right, that's who you are. Right, they said, "B'tzeitchem miMitzrayim." You remember what happened when you left 40 years ago. V'asher asitim l'shnei malchei ha'emari asher be'ever hayarden. We remember only two things: what happened 40 years ago, and what happened this time. Right? We remember what happened when people forgot that. I think that's what Rachav is saying: is that Sichon Og made the mistake of forgetting what Yom Tov was all about—the power that was right—the equivalent of the spiritual nuclear bomb, right? We didn't have the nuclear bomb, we had God. They forgot we had God, because in 40 years we'd been a weak nation wandering around the desert. Sichon and Og tested out the superpower, and then they woke up, right? And the world woke up, and they remembered not just that we were powerful in Sichon and Og, but that reminded them of what had happened 40 years ago. It brought back the image of Yom Tov into their minds. And I think that, right, one of the things we forget about what Kriyat Yom Suf was supposed to do, we forget because we forget that the Jews were supposed to go right into the land. But in order to remind ourselves, we A, need to pay attention to Az Yasher itself, which is explicit that part of the goal is to terrify the nations of Canaan. Remember, the Jews were supposed to go in then, and therefore it all makes sense. But then we have to realize that, okay, but 40 years did pass, so what happens? Look back and see the psukim are screaming at you. Remember, right? We're going to go back to Yom Suf. We're going to go through this all over again. It's going to look a bit different because it's Generation 2 and we won't have Moshe. It's not going to be the exact same. But remember the messages of Yom Suf, because that's going to be what's critical to go into Mitzrayim and into Canaan. And because Sichon Og didn't remember, so they lost. But in their loss, in their testing the waters, right, they reminded everybody else of what had happened 20 years ago.
So who cares? What difference does it make? What matters is that Rachav remembers now. She sees.
Correct. Correct. Now, yeah, but now, and that's important.
But we know what happened to other people. Who cares what happened 40 years ago?
Right, so I think
that was
so.
The plan. That was what should have happened 40 years ago.
Correct. So what I would suggest, and this is a longer thing, but this is my theory about it, is as follows: is that the question is, what are people going to remember? Are they going to remember? Because when you win a military battle, it could just be that you're powerful, or it could be you have God behind you. Kriyat Yom Suf, the only thing it could be is that God is behind you, and the reason that they're afraid can't just be because they think the Jews are powerful. They have to know that God is behind them. So for that, Sichon and Og can't just. I think that's the point. Because if you continue in the psukim, right? I think that's what the next pasuk that Rachav says. Vanishma, we heard. Vayimasla avenu v'lo kama oruach v'ishmi bneichem. Right? We're terrified. Why? Ki Adonai Eloheichem hu Elohim b'shamayim v'mal v'aretz mitachat. Right? Because the point wasn't just that the Jews should beat Sichon and Og and we would know that they're powerful. No. It was to remind people of Kriyat Yom Suf, to remember that the reason the Jews are powerful is because they have God behind them. And I would add that that's why I think the Jews had to enter. There's one last piece of the puzzle, which I didn't mention, but should be obvious. What did the Jews need to have as they entered Israel?
Meraglim.
Well, Meraglim also brings us back, but even more straightforwardly. They needed to split the water. Yeshua splits the water. Remember, he splits the Yarden. Right? If it weren't, but why doesn't Racha, right? But that hasn't happened yet. Right? Even without that, the nations are terrified. But just to drive the point home, just to remind everyone that God is behind them, what do you got to do? Right? Split the water again to remind everyone, right, that the point of Az Yashir, the point of Kriyat Yom Suf, was not just to punish the Egyptians. It was also to lay the groundwork of entering Canaan, but specifically, to answer your question, what I think is not just that they should be afraid of the Jews as a people. They should be afraid of the Jews because they realize God is behind them. And that's really the goal. And you see that when we actually go in, that we try to recapture that feeling that we had lost.
We have a very powerful modern-day reliving of 40 years. Israel won. We won our country on March the 25th, 1949. Because if we didn't win the war, we didn't have our country. The wall came down in Eastern Europe in 1989, 40 years. 1.25 million former Soviet Union Jews moved to Israel in 18 months. country didn't miss a heartbeat. We're only living the miracle of Israel today because of that 1.25 million Olim.
I mean, I think it's definitely true that part of the lesson we have to learn is to be able to see God's hand in modern miracles as well. I think that's true.
It is the total parable of what we're talking about, because people had to go through a Hagin, had to go through a hard time, had to go through a change, and then they came to Israel, and our country today is truly living as a result of that 1.25 million former Soviet Union Olim.
I mean, I think the message to take from this is the extent we have to recognize God's role in the victories that we have, recognize them as miracles as such, and not just, right, as Dvarim will tell us over and over, not to think it's Kochi v'otem yadi. I'll just throw out one last point, then we have to go to Mincha, is that there is one last story which ties into this, Chazal, at least according to Chazal, which is there's another massive military victory which ends with a victorious song, right, which is Shirat Dvorah, which is our Haftorah, which A, you see, is connected to our, right, by the fact that it's connected in the Haftorah, that we connect with our Parsha, but also Chazal in the Gemara Pesachim, Dafka Fidchet, also make the point, right, bang, you know, hit you over the head with the fact that they're connected by telling you that, right, the Yam complained to God and said, why should I spit out the Egyptians? You gave them to me fair and square. And he said, don't worry, I'll pay you back one day 150%. I took 600, right, and I'm going to give you back 900. And that is in the battle of Dvorah and Barak against Sisra. So Chazal are trying to tell you, and I won't spell it out for you, but you'll have to, you know, maybe take a look at what it is when we're reading the Haftorah about that story that seems to be the last part of this story and how it's connected to the other two units that we've seen. Okay, and a good Shabbos.